Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Look, on today's catch-up, Jenny of Kelmscott faces her fear of reptiles.
We debut the Wheel of Claire.
And my car is not supposed to do that.
After you get this Big Breakfast catch-up, get Waterwise. Search Water Watchers.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Not a lot of people will face their fears in their lifetime, will they?
I do it every morning.
Is that me or Kimber?
I'm dying inside.
But Jenny is on her way into the building.
She is.
She has incredible. It's more than just a fear, isn't it? It's a real phobia when it comes to reptiles.
Absolutely crippling.
Terrified of them. Can't even look at them in a book. And so we're thinking, why don't we get someone in to bring a bunch of, I don't know, pythons, reptiles, anything really, to see if we can get Jenny to face her fears.
This is the equivalent of throwing a child into a pool to see if it can make it swim.
It's a little bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Face your fears. The reptile guy. Sorry, Marcus, I called you a handler earlier. From slithersandsliders.com.au. How are you, mate? Welcome. Good to see you.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Marcus, you do a bit of everything. You're a professional snake catcher and you do reptile displays. Do you have a lot of people who come to you and say, look, I've got a fear and I'm hoping that you might be able to introduce me to some snakes so that I get over it?
Might be at a birthday party. Little kids, you see, they're a little bit worried about it, and it's a good opportunity to get them past that early on. Parents, sometimes a little bit more difficult, and they often don't help the situation with the kids, but we work around that.
Okay, and how do you work around it? What's the sort of first step?
So the easiest way, say for kids, is to start with something that's the least threatening, so often just a lizard, and even if they don't want to have a hold, it'll be just having a little pat of the tail.
Yep.
Then it might be having a pat of the belly. We'd then move to the snakes, and they then do that with the snakes. We then offer them, if they want to have a hold around their shoulders, and some of them just jump straight into it.
Sure.
Yep. And if they don't want to do that, we then rephrase it and say, what about just this little part that's in your hand? Try that over your shoulders or over one shoulder. And they're usually into that.
What do you think it is, Marcus, with snakes? Is it a bit like the shark thing because of the way they're portrayed in the things we read and the images we see?
I think that has a part to play in it. There's probably a bit to do with parents as well. You can see it sometimes at the displays. Kids will be willing to go and give it a pat, but then a parent steps in to give it a try and they freak out. And the kid, you just watch the kid freeze up. So they're picking up on the parents' behaviours.
Thanks, Marcus.
No worries.
There he is, Marcus the man himself, joining us with his reptiles all around the room.
Yes, there's lots of boxes containing
bags.
Slithering beasts.
But they look so subtle, like these are just toolboxes and a few crates. And so I don't think that Jenny will necessarily notice them when she first comes in.
No, it looks like Marcus has come here to change the fluoros.
Yeah.
I think he has. Hey, Kimber, did that bag behind you move in the corner there? I think it did.
It does look good though, doesn't it?
Thanks
like
to
that.
Marcus from slithersandsliders.com.au, the reptile guy ahead, and I'm sure she's listening in the car right now. Jenny and Bruno from Kelmscott are on their way.
Bruno, turn the car around.
Face her fears this morning.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Matt and Kimber's
fear is what we're facing this week on The Big Breakfast, guys. Of course, tomorrow, officially, the pinpoint the day, it's the 15th of October tomorrow, and it's going to be International Face Your Fear Day.
Face your fear. Stand up to it.
Yeah, so we're making other people face their fears.
Yeah, of course. Chickens. And we've had this story, this journey of Jenny and her husband Bruno from Kelmscott. Jenny has an incredible fear of reptiles.
She certainly does.
Huge.
There are snakes on the plane, folks. Well, at least some reptiles in the building, in the studio as we speak. But they're not unleashed at this point in time. But we will intro Jenny and see how she's feeling. Bruno's here, her husband, for support, of course. And Dr. Marnie Leishman joining us this morning. Jenny, firstly, welcome.
Hi, how are you going?
We're great.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, we hadn't understand, noticed. Jenny. But we had a big old chat on during the week, last week, about facing your fears. And you said you've got this terrible fear of reptiles. And your husband, Bruno, backed it in and said, this is just debilitating on our lives. We can't go anywhere because it freaks you out so much. How have you been feeling over the weekend?
I am just still so nervous, and I know I've got to face it, and doing this will hopefully get me over the point.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
And Bruno, how much vodka / scotch has Jenny had this morning?
She hasn't slept a lot, and yeah, I think if you have a look in her bag, I think she's even packed a spare pair of
What did you pack those? Unfortunately, they're yours.
Yes.
Hey, Jen, just letting you know, you are allowed to breathe.
Yes,
in fact, that's going to help you through.
Yes.
And so too will Dr. Marnie, who's here. Dr. Marnie Leishman joins us. Say, Doc, you must see this a bit and hear about this a bit, but people have fears, whether they're irrational or in your mind they're real.
Definitely. This is quite common, so don't judge yourself too harshly. But it really makes sense from an evolutionary point of view that we are wired to be a little bit scared of reptiles. You're better off, for a survival point of view, err on the side of caution, aren't you? Rather than be patting them straight away. Like, you need more knowledge. So just remember that your brain is extremely awesome and it's protecting you, but now it's time to take conscious control of it.
Okay. Ooh, I like
good
that.
Advice.
Yeah. Oh, yes, good advice. I'd like to be able to just go out to the clothesline and hang out in the washing without a little garden lizard being on the brick walls and me freaking out.
Yes. Yeah.
And the neighbours hanging over the fence saying, "What's up?"
Well, Jenny, something I'd like to say to you too, which I was thinking about how I would handle this if this was me with spiders. And so we want to make sure that you know that you have control today. You have control in here. So we're not going to throw animals on you. We're not going to trick you. We're not going to do anything nasty to
you.
You don't have to do anything today that you don't want to do.
Okay?
It's in your control, and this is an opportunity to help you. We're on your side.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've already kicked a goal just by turning up, quite frankly. So everything after this is a bonus. So well done.
Oh, by the way, we're going skydiving first.
That, all right.
There is more to come on Mix 94.5 as we celebrate fear this week. Well, it is an embrace
of fear. Embrace of fear, yes.
Isn't it? Of course, International Face Your Fears Day tomorrow. More with Jenny. And see if she can face the reptiles. Coming up for you really soon.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Hey.
I hear about nightmares. You're scaring me.
Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber's.
It is a time to face your fears on Mix 94.5 with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
It certainly is, Jenny from Kelmscott.
It's a huge, of course, week with tomorrow being officially Face Your Fears, International Face Your Fears Day. But husband Bruno and, of course, Jenny, you're with us right now. You have this incredible fear of not just snakes, but we speak of all things reptilian. You've got your family there for a lot of love and support as well, Jen.
I have. I've got my two daughters and my three granddaughters out there waiting.
Good on you.
And Jen, just to clarify, we're talking about a fear so profound that you can't even look at a picture of a reptile without having a reaction. Is that right?
That's right. TV, magazines, name it, I freak.
And it's quite crippling.
Oh, yes.
We want you to be able to get back out to the clothesline and be able to hang it out without the geckos there. And so we've got someone here to help us out.
We have.
We've got our mate Marcus. And Marcus knows a thing or two about reptiles.
He certainly does.
He's a reptile guy.
And we also have some support here for Jen on her journey, because Dr. Marnie is with us as well. And Marnie, you're probably seeing a familiar fear you've seen in people before.
Yeah, definitely. It's about you taking conscious control and turning that protector response of your brain a little bit down.
Yeah, that's not a sleep apnea machine in the background. That's Jen. But she's doing fine.
What a
Bruno,
wonderful...
how's your hand? Is it getting squeezed?
And Jenny, well, what done, a wonderful big smile you have on your face. And you know what? When we spoke to Marnie said to us, laughter and fun is a part of this. It's about changing that experience.
Medicine.
So we're here with you. Laugh it off. Do whatever you have to do to release that extra energy.
You're safe. Let's have some fun.
Okay,
let's have some fun.
Well done.
Marcus is going to come in. He's not bringing anything super, maybe daunting for starters for you, Jen, but nothing too daunting size-wise or anything.
It's a small toolbox. I mean,
a couple of little toolboxes.
Small.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
It won't be too near you.
Is there anything we can get you right now? Do you need a water?
No.
We will tell you, as Marcus makes his way in, he has just a small pygmy python. It's very, very small. It's okay, very small.
Jenny, when we say small...
I don't have to touch it, do I?
No, you don't have to do anything.
What's the best way for you to have a look at that? Would you like to just...
Behind Claire's...
Behind me?
If do Marcus you want him to hold it up?
Hold it up.
Okay, look at it.
Tiny. We know it's not easy, Jen, but it's probably, it's 3 metres from Jen right now. So.
Yeah, and it's about not even more than, a foot long? No. Not even that?
It's very slim. Right, it's very slim. It's not even the width of his fingers.
Look at it. It's all right, darling. It won't be coming anywhere near you.
You are doing so well.
God, how can you hold on to him?
I think it's quite cute.
It's super cute.
Oh, seriously?
Jen, how are you feeling?
Okay, okay.
Take a deep breath, but think to yourself now, do you think you could ever have done this much? You're sitting in there in the same room and you couldn't even look at a magazine before you walked in here. You're doing such a great job.
Stop caressing it.
Marcus feels very comfortable with a snake in his hands. He really does. Yeah.
Marcus, how big will that grow before, you know, someone kills it?
Well, if it's you, it's got no chance to grow.
Are they protected?
Pretty much fully grown, Marcus.
Yeah. About
12 inches long. Or...
What's the point of it? Exactly.
Well, God's green earth is full of weird and wonderful things.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, in the washing line.
All right. Have we got one?
3 foot long?
No. We got one more? Yeah, we have one more.
It's got to be bigger, doesn't it?
Certainly will be bigger, Jen.
Oh, we're going to see if Jen can touch the reptile that we bring out next.
All right.
It's time to face your fears. Jen from Skelmscott next up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. I hear bad nightmares and you're scaring me. Clancy, Matt and Kimber's Face Your Fears Week with the Big Breakfast, Clancy, Matt and Kimber at 8:25, guys. And Jenny Kelmscott has already, well, we've heard some very heavy breathing going on in the studio.
She's faced the pygmy python, which is the world's smallest python.
Never easy.
But she panicked.
She did.
And now we're going to up the ante.
Yeah, we promised something bigger right here.
Marcus is over there, but we are going to bring out something a little larger. It's not the first time I've said that. But,
I was waiting for that
not
line.
The first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
we're going to have a look.
So we've got our Woma. They're also known as sand python, and his name's Friday because everyone loves Fridays.
You want me to go and hold it?
God, no, I'll never touch you again.
Oh, really? You'd be tarnished.
Well, you certainly haven't lost your sense of humour, so it's great. No. You're doing really well.
So what have we gone from about 12 or 13 inches through the pygmy to this one, maybe 3 foot stretched out?
Seriously?
Maybe something like that, buddy. Yeah.
So it's a fair bit bigger, but it's not a massive snake.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Friday is beautiful.
He's lovely. Is it a boy?
And he's
not that that's going to convince you.
He's not very active either. He's really, the snake is boy, is just quite chill. It's not really moving about very much.
We can see you shaking a little bit, a little tremble going on, but how do you feel compared to when you first came in today?
50% better.
Okay.
Well,
you've got to feel proud of yourself.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
Well, how are you feeling about yourself going through this process?
I'm amazed I'm still sitting here.
Could we come closer with him?
Jenny is squirming.
I get the feeling the flicking tongue reptile thing is affecting you.
I think it's the, yeah.
Yeah, it does affect you. Yeah, yeah.
A few too many times of Bruno coming at you. Is that the issue?
Oh, dear. It's getting a bit personal.
My tongue's not blue.
Wakey, wakey.
If you were to try and touch one, even wearing your snazzy new gardening gloves you've bought in, which one is the one that you feel most comfortable with to try that with?
Maybe that one.
All right. Just give him a little breath and
take your time.
Just stand next to Kimber.
Lovely. Right. And that's it.
Just don't put his face to me, please.
No, okay. Maybe you might pat his tail if he's not looking at you.
I don't know.
It's like touching
I'm just frightened he's going to turn around and...
No, he won't.
He's going my shoulder. Yeah. And I am delicious.
He's very calm.
Nice and slow, nice and gentle. Yeah, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. No, you're doing really well. No, you're doing well. And he's very calm, so Marcus has got him taken care of for you.
Oh, wow. That's great. Good on you.
Very
well
good.
Done.
Okay.
That's good amazing, job. Jenny. Done
you didn't hear the cheer from all of your girls out there, did you? They're celebrating.
Yeah, so this will be the last memory that you've created. So that's going to be wired into your brain because it was a fun experience, wasn't it? She smiled.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm not going to race out and buy one.
No.
But at least I've been in the same room with one. Okay, I can breathe now.
Yeah. That was really courageous. This is not set up to be a contest or anything, but we think you need to be rewarded. So you and Bruno are heading for a weekend for two at Abbey Beach Resort, and Marcus is going to be nowhere near Busselton at the time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your support and putting me in this situation. Thanks, Marcus.
Yeah, congratulations.
Hope I never see you again.
Thanks to Dr. Marty as well for helping Jenny through there on a tough day.
Thank you. Thank you, 94.5. I appreciate it all.
What a big day facing it for you, for Jenny.
Yeah, that's well done, Jenny.
Amazing. So excellent.
Very good result. It's Mix 94.5. It is the Big Breakfast right here, and you'll be able to see the video. We heard everything she was going through right there, but you'll be able to see the video later on as well.
And we'll face a few more fears this week too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Certainly will.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Wheel of Claire.
I think someone else can say it better than that.
All right, Perth, it's time for your favourite game show. Kimber Cahill, come on down.
Yay. There she is.
Matt Dutinsky, come on down.
Let him go.
You're the next contestants on
Wheel of Classy.
Now, here's everybody's favourite host, Dean Clare.
I just want to say to both of you, good to have you on the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, Dean.
So wonderful to be here.
I know, call me Dean. That's bizarre. Welcome to Wheel of Clarezy. We have a bunch of games that are on the wheel, as you can see.
Just,
for those who are first-time players, Clarezy's Quiz is one of them. You can see the Pressure Test is another one.
Yes.
Antique Roadshow is another. That'll be interesting. There's one called First Word and another called So Clarezy Right Now.
Some of these I don't even know how to play yet. This is the first time we've spun the wheel.
That's part of it. A couple sound familiar as well. So we need someone to spin that wheel.
I'll give it a go.
See?
Spinning the wheel of Claire's.
Oh,
don't break it.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, it was a new wheel.
Oh, there we go. Oh, dear.
Is it working?
Yeah. This is the cheapest game show ever.
Such a rubbish wheel. Why can't we get the budget to replace this?
Was that your spin?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Well, it's landed on this one.
First word.
We're about to play a game called First Word.
We know this one.
Well, yes.
Hey, know this one well?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, First Word. For those who are new players for First Word, basically it's all about the lyrics, the first word of a song.
Brilliant.
Okay, yes. We've got our buzzers.
Yeah, you have got your buzzers, have you? Ah.
That's me.
Kimber's got a little piggy and Matt's got the chicken.
Okay.
That is not a chicken.
What is that?
It's someone stepping on a chicken.
I think it's it. It sounds like a dog chewing a chicken. So First Word, yeah, if you've never played before, basically these two have to guess the first word of a song. They may know the lyrics well. Are you ready for your first song?
Yep.
That's the we're going to run through the first word questions here, but it's the first two, three correct answers.
Okay.
Okay, good luck, players, with First Word. Kimber.
We.
You reckon it's we, don't
we.
You?
Yeah,
I think you're
let's
right.
Let's have a listen to the rear view.
Kimber's
got one horse on the board. The score check on First Word is Kimber 1, Matthew 0. Let's go to second song on First Word. Matt.
Baby.
Baby for the Choir Boys, eh?
Yay!
Oh, nice one.
It was going to be the one.
That
well
was
done.
Quick.
Yeah. Okay, the score check, it's 1-1. Ladies and gentlemen, First Word, song 3. Now, I heard Matt first.
Yeah, good.
Jesse.
Okay, let's have a listen.
You got it!
Yeah, there you go.
These buzzers are quite hard to manipulate. If you squeeze it too hard, you don't get any sound at all.
Are you blaming the pig?
No, I'm just giving Matt a heads up too.
Matt 2, Kimber 1. Are we ready for number 4?
Yep.
This is Matt, you're going for a win here, mate. Does anyone know who that was?
I thought it was me, but I don't want to be that person.
No, go on then, you take
it. It was Kimber.
Don't.
Take it.
Yeah. You're going with don't?
Don't.
Are you sure, Kimber?
Yep.
Hey!
Kimber. All right, we're still in the game.
Well and truly in the game. It's 2-2. Here is the tiebreak. We're ready for it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep. Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh.
That was Kimber.
Did Mac buzz in?
I buzzed in.
Oh, you first
buzz? Yeah, crack.
You went with crack for Devo. Crack that
there
whip.
You go.
Matt, well done, mate.
Matt,
the very first
it.
Time we have spun the Wheel of Clarezy, and Matt's had a win.
Hey.
Well played, Maddie.
Well done, man.
Oh, I love it.
That was a. You did well. Thanks, Clarezy.
So did you. You did really well, too.
The final score was Matt 3, Kimber 2, but that doesn't go down in the record books. We don't care. Matt's had a win.
You took the win.
Nah, you know who the winner was?
Clarezy.
Wheel of Clarezy.
Oh, for the first time and hopefully not the last.
I love the wheel.
It's a bit of fun. Wait until you play some of the other games you don't know about.
Yeah, great.
The Big Breakfast with Clarezy, Matt and Kimber.
Find out how your water use stacks up with water watches and see how you compare. Of course, searching Water Watches, that's the place to go.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Bit of drama at the Bathurst 1000 over the weekend.
Oh, Mount Panorama.
That's what it's all about. Yep. Shane Van Gisbergen driving his car, going around in the laps, and seemed to have a few issues with the door of his car.
Mm, how distressing would this have been?
He's trying to, yeah, look, see that door is not.
Closing.
There you go.
Driver's door is not closing.
You're joking. Saw it half open and the boys went and corrected it, and there must be something fouling or something wrong with the latch.
Do your best. Do your best.
Oh, that's you what you want to hear.
Yeah, Houston, we have a problem. Do your best.
400 kilometres an hour. I just do your best, money. He just needed to press the button on his keys to get the door to close.
Yeah, he said he was coming out of the pits, the door flung open, and then he couldn't do anything about it because he was driving one-handed while he tried to jam the door closed while driving.
Oh, is that when Scotty McLaughlin went past and had that win?
Yeah. Like, you know,
he's got his door shut.
Like, your car is not supposed to do that.
Oh, that is nothing, right? I borrowed a mate's MG to pick my brother up from Sydney Airport, and it was his first time to Sydney.
Yeah.
And I'm showing him the sights. We're going over the Harbour Bridge, and the steering wheel came out of the steering column.
Is it Mr. Bean's car?
In my hands.
While driving
the Harbour Bridge.
Oh, my God.
What did you do?
Well, you know how time just sort of stops?
Yeah.
I looked at my brother. I looked at the, you know, the steering column, and I just pushed it back in, and sure enough, no problemo.
Straight back
driving.
In.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's smooth under pressure.
Now, your car is not supposed to do that.
No.
I got a car off the old man about 10 years ago. It was a Statesman, so it was a great big V8.
Oh, yes.
Gas guzzler. Yeah. This beautiful Statesman he'd looked after. But all of a sudden, all these things started going wrong, including the electrics. So the electricals were playing up. I remember driving to a friend's place one night. Pouring rain, right? And the sunroof started opening. So every time I shut it, the sunroof would open again. I end up driving the last bit of this trip out to Midvale with an umbrella. Holding an umbrella out of the hole in the roof because it just wouldn't, it stopped shutting altogether.
Oh, that's
also, once it's an electrical problem, you're screwed. My dad gave me this Mitsubishi Sigma and I was like so grateful to have the car. And it was just a car that if you operated the windscreen wipers, then it turned the headlights off. If you used the radio, something else fell off. It was just cursed from the beginning.
Oh, no,
just dodgy.
Not supposed to do that. Hey, give us a call, 133353. We'd love to hear your stories about when your ride went wrong.
Could win yourself this brilliant prize. You've got the DeWalt Heavy Duty Wheeled Power Tool Bag, which is appropriate.
Yeah, get in store now to trade in and trade up with unmissable deals on DeWalt tools. DeWalt guaranteed tough.
Guaranteed tough.
You could win it. Give us a call, 133353, and tell us what went wrong with your car.
Car's not meant to do that.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
He's trying to, yeah, look, see that door is not.
The door's not closing.
There you go.
Driver's door is not closing.
You're joking. Saw it half open and the boys went and corrected it, and there must be something fouling or something wrong with the latch.
Do your best. Do your best.
Do your best,
do
mate.
Your best.
Yeah,
do
try
your
and
best.
Do your best. Drive around Mount Panorama.
Yeah, holding the car door.
Being the king of the mountain.
Is Van Gisbergen in a film with Hugh Jackman?
I think it is. Yeah, I think he did an accent.
We want to know when you've thought to yourself, my car is not supposed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Carol's in Jandakot. Carol, what went wrong with your car?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Carol, what do you got?
So my second car was a two-door Tirana.
Oh, hello.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when I used to drive along every now and then, my gear stick would pop out.
Yeah. Good weapon.
It's a manual car, so, yeah. So basically, I'd drive along, it'd pop out, I'd pop it back in, and off I'd go again. But it was really good if I was parking somewhere dodgy because I could just take it with me.
Take the kid's stick.
Also, this is when we had real driving skills, Carol. When we learned how to drive, when anything went wrong, we were ready to go. Didn't matter
Absolutely.
If you had a broken gear stick.
Oh, and how good would have Carol looked in her Tirana?
You had us at Tirana, Carol.
It was a pretty cool car. Yeah. We had never sold it.
Yeah. Too right.
Have
thanks,
a great
Carol.
Day.
Oh, early Peter Brock days in the Tirana.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Let's go to 2J. Maxine, good morning. When did your car go? Well, when did you go? My car's not supposed to do that.
Good morning. Yes. Well, when I, years and years ago, I used to live in the UK and we were visiting some friends in Manchester and we were leaving their place on the Sunday to head back to our home in Cornwall, which is a 5-hour drive.
Yep.
And we'd only been in the car half an hour when the heavens opened, torrential rain, put the wipers on, nothing.
Oh, right. No.
And we had to get home because we both had work on the following day, so we knew we couldn't hang around.
Mm.
So we pulled into a garage, we got some rope, John attached it to the base of each wiper on both sides.
Right.
The windows open, and he used his right hand, and I used my left hand, and we went like that for hours and hours and hours.
Oh, that is brilliant.
End up with RSI.
Oh, tell you, we still have one arm longer than the other.
Pull the other one.
God. Love it.
That's hilarious. What a hack.
Joe in Stoneville, what happened to your car? What went wrong?
Hi, Kimber. Well, it was my first car, a 73 Toyota Corona. Cost me just under $300.
Yep.
Driving down Row Highway, doing about 100 on P plates, and the bonnet flew right up.
Oh, no.
I fairly well crapped myself trying to stick my head out the window to get this car pulled over. Yep. I'll never forget it. It was pretty scary.
And the old Corona, they had a heavy bonnet. They were a heavy car. Like, that bonnet would have been big. Yeah.
Well, and the hinge is actually bent, so this thing was laying flush up against the windscreen.
Oh, no. I think he didn't go through it.
Well, I couldn't actually get it back down. It had bent back, so we couldn't actually, the blokes that stopped to help me, we couldn't bend it back down. So that was that Toyota Corona's last trip.
I still got $250 for it on Gumtree.
Awesome.
Well, I did. They cut the roof off and used it as a hay cart mobile on their farm.
There you go.
That's right.
You didn't even need a key to start it. Just the handle of a teaspoon would get the ignition going.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, it was a pretty good car.
The handle of a teaspoon.
Yep,
got your car keys? Good to go.
Started up like Uri Geller. Well done, Joe.
Good on, Joe.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
It really gives you something to look forward to.
Woo!
Yeah!
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
What's going on in the newsroom?
Well, now, who doesn't love a good courtroom drama?
Ooh.
I love a good... Have you ever seen And Justice for All with Al Pacino?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
great
a long time ago.
Great film.
You can't handle the truth. Oh, sorry, wrong movie.
That'll do.
Well, you know, and we've all seen that scene in a courtroom drama where they say, does the defendant have anything to say before sentencing?
Ooh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, in Germany, they have this thing where the accused has the legal right to the last word, das letzte Wort.
Oh.
And one German criminal has used this right to speak for 5 days.
Oh, really?
Sang Bananarama.
Love in the first degree.
So, yeah, this dude, he's 71 and he's been sentenced to 12 years for a string of bank robberies.
Yep.
And he has spoken for 5 days.
That's awesome. Like, just rattled off a script.
Just a rant about how the investigators were incompetent and that he has more legal knowledge than his lawyers, which when you look at his rap sheet, he probably does.
Yeah.
He's been, you know, in and out for a long time.
And he's done nothing wrong. They give him the right to do
that. They can't stop him.
Love it.
Wow.
So he's just spoken and spoken and spoken. I mean, I can only think of you, Kimber, and Captain Paul, who could achieve that kind of level of chat.
True that.
That's a lot of chatting.
Yeah.
Oh, but also think if you're on the jury. Like, you've got jury duty and you're thinking, God,
it's
I hope
over.
This only lasts a day.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to catch the bus into the city and, you know, and then all of a sudden you're just going back to hear this guy ramble on.
Absolutely. Get him all work. And actually, of course, sorry.
Does that come off his time spent? 5 days.
Yeah.
He's a smart man.
It should be. Well, he is going to appeal.
Right.
So watch this space. It could go even longer next time.
Go for weeks.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt's hits from your hood.
Yes, Glendalough.
Have you learnt more about Glendalough during this week? We did put it out to the listeners and said help you out because you didn't know a great deal about the suburb.
No, I don't know that I know a lot more, to be honest. It hasn't had the greatest reaction ever.
Right.
I did find out that the Pope visited, but it was Glendalough in Ireland.
Oh, Glendalough.
I thought, God, he's come over to go to that little Chinese takeaway that's there, the Happy Caterers.
Well, the Popemobile would have had trouble going down Harbourne because it's pretty busy, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, of course, so I do know a few things.
Yep.
Bordered by two lakes, of course.
Mm.
You've got Herdsman and Lake Munger.
Right.
But so they get the sort of the smell and the mozzies. but not the actual lake.
But you'd also get the benefit of being close to the lake but not paying the Wembley price.
That's true.
You know, because you're getting that lifestyle but not in the Wembley price bracket, which is pretty high.
Yes. Apparently a world-class IGA.
Ooh, nice.
So I don't know how that ranking happens.
It's pretty good.
And the best pies. I've got to try the pies.
Okay.
Apparently the Baker's Delight, which I assumed all those sorts of places was the same, you know, products, really.
I think maybe because there's franchisees, maybe they can add a little extra spice, add a little something.
Well, I'd like to find out where the Baker's Delight is.
Inside the Glendalough Village Shopping Centre.
Yeah. Oh, is it back in there, is it?
Well, this is what someone's telling us online. Okay. One of our lovely listeners has given Matt some information, but that's all he's got to go off is a couple of pies and a lake.
You know what? That's enough. It has to be because I've got to drop it on Friday.
Awesome. We're looking forward to that. I'm going to investigate that because I did shut down.
Me too. And you love a pie, don't you?
I love a pie.
Oh, do you want to go on a little excursion?
I think we should. I think we need to do that.
And the other thing is that I think I'm going to be inspired by the fact that it's Oztober.
Oh, okay.
Just putting it out there.
It's actually the day you're dropping this Friday, right?
Yes.
The day before World Singing Day as well.
Is it really?
Big event down there in the city, yeah.
And please, if you do want me to put more than the Chinese takeaway and good pies in the song, get onto Facebook and give me some more.
I think we need to go on a pie date, Matthew.
Okay. Some suburbs write themselves. They others.
Matt's Hits from Your Hood.
The Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber.
This is a Matt's Hits from Your Hood Glendalough update. The pie, which was going to figure the Baker's Delight. Light pie in Glendalough, which was already sort of two verses of the song.
Sure.
One of our lovely listeners has got in touch and says, Baker's Delight's closed.
Okay,
it's
so the song's going to be about the lake and the pies, and now there's no pies.
No
so there's
pies.
No content for this song. So if you know anything about Glendalough, anything at all, so, you need to contact us.
So when I said, where is the Baker's Delight now?
It's not there.
No one's got an answer. So no one had an answer for
me. Do help me, because at the moment this song is going to turn out to be like a Marcel Marceau mime.
It was inside the shopping centre and it shut down about a year ago. And I'm going, well, it must have moved somewhere. It was opposite the newsagent.
Oh, dear.
So there you go. Help. Right. Help.
Help. We want a pie.
Now you've got this Big Breakfast catch-up. Get water-wise. Search Water Watchers. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.